Good afternoon, brethren. Good to see everybody here, and welcome anybody that might be listening out there. I want you to picture this. A magic bank account. Have anybody ever had a magic bank account? No? Would you like one? No, thanks so. Okay. Never looked at it this way. It's called a magic bank account. The author is unknown. But it was found in the billfold of Coach Paul Bearer Bryant in Alabama after he died in 1982. The magic bank account. Imagine that you'd won the following prize in a contest. Each morning, your bank would deposit $86,400 in your private account for you to use. However, the prize has rules. Doesn't everything have rules, it seems like? Here's the set of rules. Everything that you didn't spend during the day would be taken away from you. You may not simply transfer the money to some other account, like your offshore account or your Swiss bank account. You may only spend it. Each morning on rising, the bank opens your account with another $86,400 for that day. But the bank can end the game without warning at any time. It can say, game over, that's it. It can close the account and you will not receive a new one. So what would you do? Let's think about it. What would you do personally? You would buy anything and everything you wanted, right? Not only for yourself, but for all the people you loved and cared for. Even for people you didn't even know, because you couldn't possibly spend it all on yourself, right? You would try to spend every penny and use it all, because you knew it would be replenished the next morning. Actually, this game is real. Are you shocked? Shocked? Yeah. Yes. Each of us is already a winner of this prize. We just don't seem to see it. It's got a different name. It's called time. How many of you in here, most of us are old enough, maybe too old, to remember Jimmy Croce's Time in a Bottle? Mm-hmm. Let's see what I'll open a few words here, what he said on that. Look at that. Says, time in a bottle. If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing I would like to do, is to save every day until eternity passes away and just spend them with you. Okay. So each morning when you wake, you receive 86,400 seconds. As a gift of life. Did you realize that? It's a lot of seconds that go by real fast. And when you go to sleep at night, any remaining time is not credited to you or me. What we haven't used up that day is forever lost. Yesterday is gone forever. Each morning, the account is refilled, but the bank can dissolve your account without warning. So what will you do with your 86,400 seconds? Those seconds are worth so much more than that same amount in dollars. Think about it and remember to enjoy every second of your life, because time races by so quickly, much more quickly than you think. So take care of yourself, be happy, love deeply, and enjoy life. Here's wishing you a wonderful and beautiful day. Start spending. Don't complain about growing old, because some people don't get the privilege. Our lives could be cut short at any time. We get these 86,400 seconds given to us every day. But how much of those are going to get to live? We don't know that we'll live all through that day. We don't even know if we'll live through the night to see that day, you know? Just like the magic bank account can be suspended at any time for any reason. It's not something that you can capture and put in a bottle, then reopen it and use it up at another time, as you choose. Once it's gone, it's gone. Let's take a glance at some. It's not so much how you, about spending the time or using the time you or I have been given. It's how best that we use it. Let's take a glance at some of the seconds we use and how many and for what we use them for. Of course, this is going to vary from person to person, depending how you work, when you go into school or whatever, your personal circumstances. Say we all are adults, working adults, for example, and work 8 hours a day. 1 hour for lunch, and half an hour each way to and from home. This adds up to 10 hours, or 36,000 seconds. This leaves us with only 50,400 seconds. Next, we have to sleep. 8 hours or 28,800 seconds. Remember those words, you can't put it in the bottle. We're now left with 21,600 seconds, or a mere 6 hours, to invest that can't be put in the bottle or carried over to the next day. The question is, how are we investing that free time? Remember, if it's something that you can invest in, it's not free. There is no free time. There is a cost of how we use that time. We need to invest time with our families, personal exercise, reflection or meditation, if you will, and entertainment, and sometimes doing absolutely nothing. How many of you like to do that absolutely nothing once in a while? I think we'd all raise our hands. Yet many of us have a hard time investing in God. Let's see if we would spend half an hour or 1,800 seconds, that's not very many, in prayer, 1 hour or 3,600 seconds in Bible study for the day. That still leaves us with 4.5 hours or 16,200 seconds to do whatever we want to do. How do our actions and thoughts represent our relationship with God? We're told that we should use our major part of our time, our waking time during the day, in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This should be our motivating factor in thoughts and all the day long. Yeah, I know it's hard. It's hard for all of us to keep that in mind. But we have to do it if we want to see God's kingdom. Keep focused on God's kingdom. You know why? Remember that eventually that will be our kingdom as well. Remember, we're going to inherit that kingdom with Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 tells us about some times that are coming up. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times, here we have the mention of time and how it's spent by the majority of the mankind. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. In other words, don't get caught up in their destructive ways, not having or taking time to know God. You know, you see all that list of all those things that they're doing or not doing. Can you imagine them having time for God? They don't have time for God because it's too involved in their self-satisfactions. How do we measure up? How are we using our time? Or should I say the time God has allowed us each day, each week, or each Sabbath? The Sabbath has 57,600 seconds except for sleep. leaving for sleep. If we should work 5 days per week, leaving 108,000 seconds, plus most people only work 5 days, leaving us another 57,600 seconds, or 62 and a half hours of free time. How are we spending it? Remembering, we cannot put time in a bottle. Once it's gone, it's gone. And our time can be up. It can be cut short without notice. We don't know how long our life might be, but we need to use it wisely. So as for time, use it or lose it. Quoting in part from an article from the July-August United News, Our Only Sure Possession, about a book written by Dale Carnegie entitled How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, talking in part about our relationship with our Creator. It points out that some of the vital principles along these lines. He describes how Dr. William Osler admonished students at Yale University to commence each day with what is commonly known or called the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Remember that that prayer asks only for today's bread. It doesn't complain about the stale bread we had to eat yesterday. It doesn't say, Oh God, it has been a pretty dry out in the wheat belt lately, and we might have another drought. And then, how will I get bread next fall? Suppose I lose my job. Oh God, how can I get bread then? Dale Carnegie, how to stop worrying and start living. In 1944, page 3. Remember, seek God and His kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. We don't worry about those things. Dale Carnegie points out how this prayer teaches us to ask for today's bread only. Today's bread is the only kind of bread that anyone can possibly eat for that day. Also, in his book, he also states, today is our most precious possession. It is our only sure possession. He described having spent a week on the farm of Lowell Thomas. While there, he noticing that Mr. Thomas had the words of Psalms 118:24. If you'd like to turn there. Framed. And hang on the wall in his broadcasting studio where he could see them and read them regularly. And this is what it says, Psalms 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Every day counts. Every day is important. The foundation of each day consists of contact with our great Creator. Through earnest prayer and diligent Bible study, as Alexander Wolcott once said, there is no such thing as anyone's life as an... Let me do that again. There is no such day or thing in anyone's life as an unimportant day. Every day we have is important. Remember, it's 86,400 seconds, gifted to us by our great eternal God to use as we desire. This is not a game, but it still can end at any time. What is our desire, and how are we spending, or should I say, investing our seconds, which are worth far much more than anything money could buy? Think about it, and pray about it, and pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Have a good Sabbath.